It is a State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss the climate around diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, in Wisconsin with the chair of the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus. In a post on X, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss labels DEI practices as cancerous on universities of Wisconsin campuses. Call in with a question. Share your views, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Democratic Representative Dora Drake of the 11th Assembly District on the north side of Milwaukee. Representative Drake, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me back this morning. Glad to be here.
Well, lay it out for us. Why do you oppose the deal struck by legislative Republican leaders and leaders of the state university system over funding and campus diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Well, I think all of us in our state believe that our value is in diversity, knowing that we want every group, regardless of your race, your gender, your sexual orientation, your upbringing, to be celebrated here in our state. And we know that there's strength in our numbers. And so if we look at the data, just seeing how there are still disparities amongst different racial groups across the state, we should want to support measures around diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, frankly, just speaking on behalf of the Legislative Black Caucus, you know, we still have some of the worst disparities, you know, across the country. You know, we can talk about education, making sure people have access to job opportunity, health disparities, mental health, you name it. African-Americans have some of the poorest disparities when it comes to our state in terms of access to opportunity and capital. And so when there's a deal brokered between Speaker Voss and President Jay Rothman to, you know, get funding for the UW system, it's nothing more than a power breach on behalf of Speaker Voss to circumvent the whole legislative process and, quite frankly, abuse their power and hold the UW system hostage for funding in order for, and quite frankly, in order to get pay raises, they had to attack diversity, equity, inclusion, which is just wrong.
The Joint Committee on Employment Relations convenes tomorrow afternoon to take up the universities of the system pay adjustment. What is your message to this committee?
My committee is that, you know, now that the deal is taken, it is our hope, not even our hope, we will be looking and making sure that there are folks holding, that are people that are holding accountable the needs to the students that students of color and to the service people that need the services because our faculty, our students didn't even know that this deal even was in the process until legislative Democrats and myself and members of the Black Caucus caught wind of it late last week. And so my hope is that as we move forward, that diversity, equity, inclusion needs to be at the forefront of every conversation and not continue to be something that's negotiated.
How much could DEI programs be affected at state universities if the deal is finalized?
Well, I think that there was in the deal that 43 of the positions would be frozen, right? Mm-hmm. So that means there'd be a cap on the positions that the UW system already has. That means current positions that are there already, we could lose them over attrition during time. And quite frankly, I fear that taking this deal does more harm than good when it comes to supporting our students and our faculty.
I wonder, you know, Governor Evers had released a statement afterwards, after the vote, saying he disagrees with the decision of the regents. And I'm curious, mm-hmm. if you were in that position as governor, how would you respond if you were governor?
Well, you know, I think the governor makes his own decisions. But frankly, I do think that we are in a time and a place in history where there are some lines that shouldn't be crossed. You know, we're seeing that this isn't just happening in a vacuum of Wisconsin. We're seeing this happen in different parts of the country where Texas and Florida took, you know, made sure that any type of initiatives around diversity, equity, inclusion were removed. And so, in this movement of really attacking these efforts, I think, regardless of whoever's in position or in charge, we need to make a clear statement that DEI is non-negotiable because we can't continue to make decisions and deals on the backs of people that identify as my students of color, or underrepresented groups. And quite frankly, I think there was a line that needed to be drawn here.
Dora Drake, Democratic State Representative, chairs the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus as we talk about a deal struck between Republican leaders in the state legislature and the state university system. And the deal would expand state aid to universities in exchange for limits on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. You can join in. Questions and comments along the way. The number to join is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Representative Drake, the conservative organization Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty supports this deal. And in a statement, President Rick Essenberg says much DEI training promotes a racialized view of the world, which we have struggled to overcome. What do you make of that statement?
I guess my response to this statement is it is ignorant in a way, and this is why. If we are discussing DEI is not divisive, and it's not it does not attack a certain group of people that some people may think that it is. DEI is merely us being honest and truthful about what's happened in our own country, in our own neighborhoods, and our own experiences. And that means we have to take the good, the bad, and the ugly. When we try to, diminish and erase parts of our history because people are uncomfortable, that's how these issues stay. That's how we keep the status quo. And so diversity, equity, and inclusion is merely a way of making sure that we respect and we acknowledge one's humanity for all its parts, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so if we're concerned that, it's racialized, you can't tell me that if you look at the data, that there are disparities or inconsistencies due to someone's race, demographic, or sexual orientation. So the data doesn't lie. And that's why these programs still need to be implemented, regardless of what the UW Board of Regents voted for. The issue is still there and it still needs to be addressed, regardless of what people try to say or do.
The Legislative Black Caucus has raised concerns over how the deal was discussed by the university system leaders in a closed door meeting. Do you plan to try blocking the deal in court? What are those next steps?
Well, next steps, we did get the memo from Legislative Council that the meeting that was held, I believe it was last week Tuesday already, was done illegally. And so next steps are filing a formal complaint with the Dane County's DA, and I'm in the process of doing the paperwork as we speak. And I think right there we'll see what next steps are. But I think more importantly, we need to be asking our UW system leaders in what ways are they still committed? It's because we've been hearing time and time again, President Jay Rothman say that they're still committed. But I actually wanted to see what those steps look like now that there's a freeze on DEI positions and that the program that they had to hire diverse faculty is removed. And my argument is, they've shared that these positions would be reimagined for student success. Well, we know that these positions that are now frozen or programs that are removed were areas that could help someone's student success. It's because these were spaces where different students could come and process things with each other that maybe get additional resources and support in ways that maybe you wouldn't see in other spaces. And so DEI is another form of student success. And I want to see what the UW Board of Regents, what President Jay Rothman plan to do to ensure that now that this deal has passed?
What I'm hearing is show us, don't just tell us. Really,
exactly.
Okay. Democratic Representative Dora Drake of Milwaukee chairs the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus. You have a line to the lawmaker. Call in with a question, add your perspective to the discussion. 800-642-1234. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Ahead of the next floor period, a month away, we explore policy initiatives of the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus with its chair. And you can be part of the discussion, call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Democratic Representative Dora Drake of Milwaukee is with us. Let's bring on a call now. Paul is in Summit. Paul, hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the program and for the courage of your guest. I am a career educator, and I've been trained in diversity, equity, and inclusion much of my career. I've seen the wonderful effects of it on my students. There's a huge kind of gap between many educators and what their kids are going through, where they've come from. And I've just seen how it has changed the understanding, my own understanding, as well as the understanding of the staff. And it's just the bottom line is it helps kids to be successful and to feel like they're accepted and appreciated. What more do we want? So I've just seen a lot of positive effects. And again, thank you to the courage of your guest. And thanks for having the show.
Paul, thanks for calling in. Representative Drake, Paul focused on outcomes, as he said, going through DEI training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think what he shared was exactly what we hear a lot of teachers and faculty share, that they've seen DEI as a positive thing. I was doing an interview last week, Friday, and another educator called in and shared just how much not only they've learned, but seeing how it's impacted their students. And so when they got word of this deal, they were quite frankly appalled, because they know that all their kids should be valued and celebrated for, regardless of their backgrounds or their differences. And so when I commend him for what he does as an educator, just because we don't support our educators as much as we should, but two, they are on the front lines of what our students deal with and what they see. And so when we are being told that these initiatives help with student success, there shouldn't be efforts to remove DEI. There should be efforts to strengthen it. And one thing I think I'll add as well, there were some teachers, AFT,
American 12, Federation of Teachers.
They, you know, put out a statement when they got word of the deal as well. And they didn't want to take pay raises if it meant that these services would be removed. Because, again, I think I know and believe that educators know that these benefit our students and we would see greater results.
About a year has passed since you were elected leader of the Legislative Black Caucus. What are your priorities for 2024?
So I think moving forward, we have seen not just across this state, but I think nationally, how there has been deliberate attacks to pull back some of the protections that we've seen for African Americans. So I think moving forward, we'll be looking at measures to strengthen those, whether that's around housing, whether that's around what's it called, redistricting, or even education specifically, because we've seen a lot of attacks on those this year. Those are things that you can look forward from us. And I know that some of us are currently starting to plan for next year's Black History Month program as well. So those are some of the things that people can anticipate moving into next year.
One item you didn't bring up is justice. Last month, Democrats in the legislature mm-hmm. introduced this package of 17 bills related to criminal justice. Which measures mm-hmm. in the package take priority for you?
Oh, goodness. Quite frankly, I don't think one takes over each other because each of them are so important. You know, as Democrats, we know that our communities are stronger when they're safer. And we also know that there can be preventative measures to ensure that there is public safety while addressing criminal justice reform as well. And so I believe many of the bills that came out during that rollout dealt with victim services, buying back guns, or efforts around housing. Those are all things that are all key components of what it means to have a strong and safe community. And so I don't believe that one specific bill has a stronger priority because, quite frankly, I believe every community and every is a public need that everyone should have.
The package includes a proposal that you support to amend the state constitution and, quote, ban slavery in all forms, even in jails and prisons. Would adding this language to the Constitution affect how the Evers administration is running state prisons?
I believe it would, just because we, you know, Wisconsin still has the highest rate for mass incarceration for African Americans. And so to remove that constitutional amendment, I think would have great measures on what it means to move things forward in terms of how people are treated in our prison systems, what that means with DOJ. And I will state and grant that DOJ and Governor Evers have taken positive steps towards addressing issues on criminal justice reform. But with that being said, there's always things that can be done better. And so I believe that having this constitutional amendment would take us in the right direction. That's gone far too long without being addressed.
Can you give examples of what would fall under slavery in all forms in a jail or prison setting?
Well, I think what that will look like is, say, it would determine what how people are being treated in and out of prisons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that if someone's going through the process addressing if there's any racial profiling, should an officer, you know, do that to someone on the street, or even currently in our jail systems, you know, having workers only be paid several cents for the work that they get paid for a corporation. Those are things where things can be addressed to move things forward and with the hope, well, not with the hope, knowing that those things would be changed.
Talking with Democratic State Representative Dora Drake of Milwaukee, leader of the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus. You can join in with questions and comments along the way, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. You're the co-author of a bill that would make period products free for people in prisons and jails. Why should tax dollars cover those expenses?
Well, quite frankly, as a woman, there shouldn't be a tax on period products anyway, I would argue. And so just as we shouldn't be taxed for those products and are, you know, out in the public, just because someone's incarcerated, that doesn't mean that they should pay a higher tax for that. That's a basic right. That's a human need. If you or I were sitting in a cell, you know, and we were going through that time of month and we had to pay extra on top of all the other fees that we have to pay for, well, then I may not even have enough to purchase those products if I am incarcerated. So now that's an issue around health. That's an issue around self-dignity and, quite frankly, just human right. And so if anyone knows and values the need of making sure that someone's basic need and access to health is available, I think all of us can agree that that's something that we should have in our prison system.
And we've seen Democrats working on this issue. In October, State Senator Melissa Agard introduced similar legislation that would make menstrual products free and available at state, local, and school buildings. I would imagine you would support that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Any products that women should not, women or people that have, that use these products should not have to pay extra, because again, those are things that we need just for our own daily health. And so, having an additional tax or fee added to that, is unfair in my opinion, and those things should be changed.
In our final moments together, one other of the 17 bills in this package jumps out, raising the minimum wage to $2.33 an hour for people currently incarcerated. What is behind the jump here in the wage?
Yeah, and that was sort of what I was speaking to earlier about, you know, people that are incarcerated who get paid pennies, you know, for the work they do. You know, it's again about making sure that people that are incarcerated aren't working for pennies and then not having a real strong foot to stand on, one. And then two, again, it goes back to the need of human decency and a basic right. Just because people are incarcerated, they shouldn't be treated poorly.
Representative Drake, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate. Glad to be here.
Democratic Representative Dora Drake, chair of the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus, represents the 11th Assembly District in Milwaukee. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.